Pray with me and for me. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, would they be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Not only was Wednesday the start of Lent, but you were probably aware, and I hope I'm not wrecking anybody's day, it was also Valentine's Day. If you missed out on that, that's between you and your spouse. I'm not gonna jump into that this morning, but with the fact that those both fell this past week, I want to start with a parable this morning about young love. These two young children that lived near each other were in the same grade at school. In some of the early grades, they even shared the same classroom and teacher, and the little boy was always kind and courteous to the little girl. They would occasionally be partners at the same workstation, or they would end up at the park down the street with their parents at the same time, and the little girl never paid him much attention, and as they got older, she just kind of stopped noticing the quiet kid hardly at all. Neither had moved, and they continued to go to the same school, but it was then early in high school that the girl noticed that this boy had seemed to go out of his way one day to help hold the door as they went into school. And as she thought about that during earth science the next period, she felt like she hadn't seen him in years. Had he been there ever since those days that they played together on the playground, she began to wonder. And after this day, she began to notice this young man around school more often, and he always seemed to have a kind smile on his face and a gentle hello. One semester, they were even in choir together, and she could hear from a couple rows back that he had a good voice. Then there was the soccer injury that had her on crutches, and for those weeks as she hobbled from the bus to the school building, he was always there holding the door for her. And towards the end of their time at school, they shared a couple classes together and even sat with other friends around the same lunch table, and he would laugh at her jokes and always seem genuinely interested in her ideas. He would ask thoughtful questions and really listen to her answers. Nothing much came of this, and a couple years later, as she got into college, she realized just how unkind and discourteous some guys that she knew were, and she found herself thinking more about this guy that she had grown up with from time to time. Why didn't she notice him more earlier? What might have happened if she would have shown him more interest and returned to his kindness? Where is he now, and is he still a nice guy? At some point during this, she crossed the line from just wondering to somehow knowing that she had really missed out on something that might have been special in her life. I use this parable to help us understand that likewise, God is often gentle in his pursuit of us. He does not tend to force himself down our throats with quiet whispers. In being there for us in our time of need, Jesus shows his kindness for us over and over again. Now, there's evidence all around us from this universe we live in that screams about God's love for us. But God is not at all forceful. And yet, even in his gentleness, he does not give up on sending us the message that he is wildly in love with each of us. But do we notice? We should not confuse God's tenderness and care for us as divine indifference. It matters very much to Jesus if we would let him into our hearts or not. God has created this universe with a purpose. This world that we live in, you and me, the hearts that make us who we are, for a common goal, that we would know him not only as our Creator God, but that we would experience his love and choose to return his love back to him. In the verses that lead into the scripture that we've heard this morning from James, we are told something very important about God's character in love towards us. It tells us that scripture testifies to the reality that God jealously longs to dwell in us. Jesus is anything but indifferent about living in our hearts. He is not okay whether we take or leave him. But Jesus knows that true devotion cannot be forced. So he keeps extending his love and kindness to us, waiting for us to notice and respond. The season of Lent that is upon us now is an opportunity for us to reflect on the ways that Jesus reaches to us and to respond to this love that we were made to receive. So we blend this series that we've been walking through with the Beatitudes and the beginning of this holy season of Lent this morning as we consider what it means to be those that are blessed because we are pure in heart, for we will see God. We bring in these wonderful and challenging verses from James that tell us of the powerful reality that if we draw near to God, we will know the present and intent of God's love in our hearts. But what does that mean for us today as we walk this season? Well, at first glance, these words from James sound a little harsh, maybe not so much to do with love. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. If your loved one wrote that in a card for you on Wednesday, you probably wouldn't have thought, wow, happy Valentine's Day, right? But what we have here is an invitation to be honest with God about where we are. And it's what God does with us when we are honest about where we are that really shows his love for us. Because when we do invite Jesus into those places where we are blowing it, in pushing him out in our lives with that type of honesty, God meets us and helps us to make more room for the Holy Spirit in our hearts. When we are honest with God about where we are, these verses promise that God lifts us up to a higher place than we could ever go on our own. As I talk about these next steps, I don't want us to hear that Lent is simply a time for us to do more for God. I love James 4:8. It's one of the verses that I've had memorized for years and God puts upon my heart on a regular basis. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Lent is a chance for us to acknowledge that we don't make the room in our hearts that Jesus deserves to have with us. And it lets us open more of ourselves to him. Both our beatitude and our scripture from James point to the power of a pure heart. How do we get a pure heart? How do we keep a pure heart? Well, that's where James helps us today, not with a voice to condemn us, but it says, wash your hands, you sinners. And this is not something that we do before we come to God. This is something that we do with the help of Jesus in our lives. Confess your sin to Jesus because Scripture tells us that he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So this is a work that Jesus does in us, not a work that Jesus says, when you do this, then come to me. This is also not about beating ourselves up over and over again for the little things that we've done wrong. But it's about an honest acknowledgement before God that we have not lived up to His ways in our lives. No better time than the day that we have strayed to put those things before Jesus. And if we're honest, there are ways that each of us stray every day. So Lent can be a powerful time for us as Christians to let ourselves be honest before the loving and forgiving God that we do indeed miss the mark every day and we need His help. The enemy wants us to be defeated by our sin. He wants us to be beaten down and pushed away from God. But Jesus wants to take our sin away, that we might live in forgiveness, in freedom. So we're invited to give our sin to Jesus, not beat ourselves up over it. Our pure hearts are a gift from God. So how do we keep them pure after we've asked for forgiveness? How do we grow in the blessedness of pureness of heart? We walk with Jesus. We talk with Him. We listen. That's why we have to put prayer and reading Scripture as a priority in our daily lives, because just as daily we are pulled away from Christ, we must daily put ourselves near to God. Let us not just do these things that are supposed to be done as Christians. As Christians, we are supposed to pray and read the Bible. No, it's not just because we might feel guilty if we don't. We spend time talking and listening in prayer and in His Word because it puts us in this place to live into this invitation, to be those who are pure of heart. And when we are pure of heart, when we have heard from God, when we know what His Scripture calls us to, we are able to walk in His will. How do we know what His will for us is? We seek His face. Not just read Scripture as an exercise, but it's a way for us to draw near to this God who wants to be so near to us. James warns us specifically that when we are double-minded, we are not pure in heart. And what does it mean to be double-minded? You might ask yourself, well, where do I have one foot in with God and one foot in with the world? If you remember back a couple weeks when we looked at and gave everybody My Heart, Your Home, we talked about the closets where we have some things hidden. Those are some ways that we might be double-minded as we walk with God. And by the way, if you've lost it or didn't get one, I have more of these out where I'll be after service today. Would love to get you one. But we can't say, yes, Jesus, come into our lives and then try to hide things that we're ashamed of or we don't want to deal with from Him. If you're wondering, are there places where I'm double-minded? It doesn't take a lot of honesty before God for the Holy Spirit to begin to reveal to us some of those places where we might need His help in our walk to be more single-purposed within His will for us. The season of Lent, again, it's a time of invitation. It's an invitation where we make this journey to the cross. And sure, that's difficult, but we're reminded that our journey does not end at the cross in a grave with us dead. But we continue the journey through into life where God takes the places that we need to die and brings us to greater life because we've put them before Him. So it's not about spiritualizing our weight loss programs so we give up Doritos for 40 days. It isn't about just making a couple more minutes here and there to do something more religious in our lives. Now, sure, we can give up something we're eating, or we can put another 5 minutes into our time, but what is the purpose of doing that? It's about making more room for Jesus in our hearts as we let the Holy Spirit more deeply in. We find that Jesus is in the process making our hearts more pure, that we are finding that the beatitude is true in our lives as we make that room, that blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. We will see more of God. We will find that James' words are true, that as we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. Not only is Jesus not indifferent, but Jesus is jealous for our love and calls for our attention. I'm doing a few things this season of Lent to try to make room for that, but I want to share one. I'm pretty good at making room for God in the morning, at the beginning of the day, and for this last season of my life, the mornings have been my primary time for prayer and for Scripture. But in addition to that, I'm fasting from the internet on the last hour of my day as well. And so this means no checking and responding to emails, no flipping through Facebook, no browsing the internet or checking sports score for this last portion of my day. But it, more than that, it is in this fast, I am making time for reading and for prayer, for reflection on what God has done in the day that I have just walked through and what Jesus might want to be up to in the next day of my life. It's not a lifeless sacrifice, but it's a way to make room for more of Christ in my heart. And so last night I was very much walking through these verses of James during that time. Struggling with something in some fresh ways in these last few days, I was putting them before the feet of Jesus as opposed to just beating myself up for it, asking for forgiveness in knowing that God forgives, but also seeking God's help to walk in some different ways. If it were not for that room I was making by fasting that last hour, I wouldn't have had the space to be with Jesus in the same way. So I pray that such times for you and me this season will put our hearts before God in such a way that we will be made pure, not by our own work, but by the gentle hand of a loving God that does not force His way into our hearts. Let us not get to the other side of this season and be like the young girl in the parable, who realizes that we have missed out on the tenderness that is rare in this world and has been waiting for us to respond. Jesus is wild about you. Make room to experience more of His love deeply in this season. Would you pray with me? Lord God, we thank You for the way that You do not force Yourself into our hearts. Lord, maybe we might need that on a more regular basis, and yet You know for true love to dwell in us and to grow that we have to choose to let You in. Lord, there isn't anything specific in Scripture that tells us to observe this time of Lent before Easter, but it is a way that the church has taken to help make room for You. And so let each of us as individuals and as a community find ourselves putting our hearts before You, that we would walk closer and know that we are drawn in. As we let go of and ask for forgiveness for the things that hang us up and hold us back, let us walk in freedom, in joy, as we find ourselves drawing near to You in Your desire to be close to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.